Brilliance Audio presents
1916 by Morgan Llewellyn for Tom Doherty. O wise man, riddle me this. What if the dream come true? What if the dream come true, and if millions unborn shall dwell in the house that I shaped in my heart, the noble house of my thought? Lord, I have staked my soul, I have staked the lives of my kin on the truth of thy dreadful word. Do not remember my failures, but remember this, my faith. Padraig Pearse, 1915. 1916, Chapter 1. Ned awoke with a start. The atmosphere in the darkened cabin was warm and close, smelling of lavender wax and fresh linen. A goose-down pillow cushioned his head. His pajamas were crisply ironed, but something was wrong. That evening, the dinner menu in the second-class dining saloon had included such exotic items as curried chicken and rice, roast turkey with cranberry sauce, coconut sandwich, and American ice cream. "Can I have a bite of everything?" he had asked hopefully. The waiter stifled a smile, but Mama frowned. Ned was only 15 years old, however, and this was the adventure of a lifetime. So at last she agreed. Mrs. Halloran could deny her children nothing. By the time he returned to his cabin, the boy was suffering from a stomachache. He undressed and crawled into bed without even washing his face in the basin, trusting a night's sleep to put matters right. The last thing he remembered was a muffled throb like the beat of a giant heart lulling him into sleep, until a jolt and a peculiar grinding noise startled him awake again. He lay still for a few moments, disoriented. Then he sat up. The whisper of breeze through the open porthole of his cabin had ceased, as had the rhythmic creaking of a ship in motion. Instead, there was silence. The muffled heartbeat had stopped. Ned swung his legs over the side of the...